Austin, Texas. A city known for its vibrant culture, live music, and tech-driven growth. But in the shadows of its prosperity, there's a street where the American dream dies. A violent death. Welcome to Burton Drive, where blood stains the pavement and fear lingers in the air. Over the past few years, this seemingly ordinary road has become a symbol of urban decay. The site of countless homicides, car crashes, and untold horrors. Tonight, we're peeling back the layers, diving deep into the history, statistics, and unanswered questions that have turned this street into Austin, Texas' deadliest strip. Is it a curse or a consequence of a city growing too fast, too recklessly? My name is Mr. Villain, and this is Blood on Burton, the killing streets of Austin, Texas. Strap in, because this is more than just a story. It's a cautionary warning.
There's a glow where the shadows run deep, where the moon hangs low and the city sleeps. But on Burton Drive, you won't find peace, just a cry in the night and the sound of defeat.
But on Burton, where the cold winds blow on the killing street, when no one knows, lives cut short and stories untold. Blood on Burton, where the silence grows.
Lights flicker, casting ghostly shapes, while the sirens scream, but it's always too late. Another soul gone in the blink of an eye on Burton Drive, where the angels cry.
Blood on Burton, where the cold winds blow on the killing street, when no one knows, lives cut short and stories untold. Blood on Burton, where the silence grows.
Lights flicker, casting ghostly shapes, while the sirens scream, but it's always too late. Another soul gone in the blink of an eye on Burton Drive, where the angels cry.
Blood on Burton, where the cold winds blow on the killing street, when no one knows, lives cut short and stories untold. Blood on Burton, where the silence grows.
Road, but you're never alone. The whispers of the lost are etched in stone. Another name fades from memory's grip on Burton Drive, where the dead still trip. There's blood on the road, a life unpaid, another soul gone, another price late. Burton Drive, where the darkness feeds, a road that bleeds, a street that needs.
Welcome back to Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Villain. Let me paint you a picture. Burton Drive isn't some long, notorious road cutting across Austin's sketchy underbelly. It's a street you'd barely notice unless you lived there. Short, nondescript. And yet, over the last few years, it's become a killing ground since 2019. There's been a 300% increase in violent incidents, including 15 homicides and 9 fatal car accidents in the past year alone. What the hell happened to this street, you may ask? The headlines paint a grim picture. Two men shot dead in a gang feud on Burton Drive. Reckless driver claims three lives in Burton crash. We're not talking random acts of violence. This is systemic failure. But is Burton Drive truly cursed? Or is it the canary in the coal mine, warning us about the growing pains of a rapidly expanding city? Burton Drive wasn't always a notorious hotspot for crime. 10 years ago, it was just another quiet residential area on Austin's east side. But with the city's tech boom came rapid gentrification, displacing longtime residents and squeezing marginalized communities into the tighter pockets of the city. That pressure cooker effect has brought gang violence and territorial disputes to the surface. The Austin Police Department reports a 70% rise in violent crime in the Burton Drive area over the last 5 years, with an alarming 25% spike in car accidents, most involving reckless driving or street racing. Think about that. One street overrun by violence and chaos in just a matter of years. In 2022, a triple homicide during a gang shootout made headlines across Texas. But the violence didn't stop there. Just months later, a fatal DUI crash killed an entire family on the same stretch of road. The question we're asking today is, why? Why Burton Drive? Is this about failed infrastructure, lack of law enforcement, or something much more sinister? Let's talk about two key figures in this ongoing crisis. First, there's Marcus Jackson, a local community organizer who's been working tirelessly to push city officials into action. He founded the grassroots movement Stop the Killing Street, raising thousands of dollars to install streetlights, speed bumps, and increase police patrols. Yet, despite his efforts, the city's response has been frustratingly slow. $20,000 may have been raised, but the streetlights are still dim, and the patrols are sporadic at best. Over the other side of this nightmare is Anthony, the Ace Cardoza, a known gang leader whose name is tied to several homicides on Burton Drive. His gang's turf war has been one of the driving forces behind the escalation of violence. Cardoza was finally arrested in 2023, but the damage was already done. The gang's presence, along with other criminal elements, remains strong, and the fear that more violence will erupt is very real. Let's consider this from a different angle. Some people argue that Burton Drive is just a product of Austin's growing pains. As the city expands, so do its problems. The rich move into historically low-income neighborhoods, property values rise, and displaced communities are left to fend for themselves. Burton Drive is a classic example. of what happens when rapid urbanization meets underfunded public resources and services. But is that enough to explain the bloodshed? There's another argument to be made. The city of Austin simply dropped the ball. Underfunded police presence, poor road planning, and the lack of community outreach have all contributed to the chaos. But we can't ignore the fact that Austin's budget for public safety has increased by 35% in recent years. So where's the money going? Why isn't it helping Burton Drive? The deeper question is, should we be looking at Burton Drive as a reflection of Austin's broader issues? Gentrification, economic inequality, and racial tensions? Or is this a more localized tragedy that just needs the right fix? I'll leave that for you to think about as we dive deeper into the numbers. Let's break down the data. According to the Texas Department of Transportation, Burton Drive has seen more than 25 fatal accidents in just the past 5 years. Most of them caused by reckless driving. Meanwhile, violent crime in the area has risen by 300% since 2019, with Burton Drive accounting for 12% of all homicides in Austin. Despite being less than a mile long, this isn't just a crime issue, this is a public health crisis. But here's the kicker. City officials are projecting that Austin's population will grow by another 20% by just 2030. That means more people, more cars, more pressure on already strained infrastructure. If the city doesn't act now by increasing police presence, improving road safety, and addressing the root causes of gang violence, then Burton Drive could become the blueprint for that happens to the neighborhoods across the city. In Los Angeles, a similar area saw a 40% reduction in street crime after they installed new lighting and increased police patrols. So why not Austin? Why not Burton Drive? Here's the harsh truth. Burton Drive isn't unique. It's a symptom of a larger disease, one that affects not just Austin, but cities across America. Rapid growth, economic disparity, and the slow erosion of public services create the perfect breeding ground for violence. If we don't address these root causes, then Burton Drive will be just the beginning. More streets will fall, more lives will be lost, and cities will continue to fracture under the weight of their own neglect. Burton Drive stands as a warning. What happens next depends on whether the city listens, whether it acts. If it doesn't, then we'll see more blood on the pavement, not just here, but everywhere. As we bring the exploration of Burton Drive to a close, I want you to think about your own city, your own neighborhood. Violence doesn't erupt overnight, and it doesn't go away on its own. It takes action, community action, government action. Burton Drive is a tragedy, but it's also a lesson. The question is, will we learn from it, or will we allow more streets to fall into chaos? Burton Drive may be just a street, but its story is all too familiar. It's the story of abstract neglect, of communities pushed to the edge of their resources, of a system that forgets its most valuable and vulnerable until it's too late. The blood on Burton Drive is a stain on all of us, a reminder that without action, decay spreads. We can't afford to turn a blind eye. The question isn't just how we stop the killing. It's how we stop the neglect that breeds it. Because if we don't, the killing won't stop here. And Burton Drive will become every street in America. Think about it. Think about that, too. This is Mr. Villain, signing off and driving home faster than I can. Safety first, though.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain. And it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Cheddar Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted.
Stories unfold.